Well, good morning, everybody. Isn't it an awesome sunny day? Man, praise God. Seems like it's sunny every Sunday. It's awesome. I'm loving it. So a special welcome to all of us. I'm just going to start out with some prayer. I know that a few of us had a tough week and had to kind of fight through some stuff and battle through some stuff. And maybe some of us still haven't quite got the whole victory, but our God is good. Amen. Well, Father God, I just lift up this family right here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. And Lord, I pray for your grace and your mercy to just flood us right now. Holy Spirit, would you please come in and supernaturally empower us to set aside distractions and give us real power to focus on you today. Would you please help us to lift Jesus Christ up in all aspects? And I bless your sons and daughters in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Yes, welcome back, Lee. We're glad to have you here. Well done, Jake, on breaking him out. That was awesome. Awesome. Tag team. There's a few things I want to highlight this morning. All the life groups are going on, the morning and the night groups. So if you're not in a group, I'd suggest that you pray about it, because there's just something that can happen in a small group that can't happen on a Sunday. There's just so many of us here on a Sunday, it's hard to get deep. You can get ankle deep, and by that I mean like, how you doing? Good. How you doing? Good. Good. Yeah, you know you're not close friends until they hit you in the mouth with a marshmallow. Then you know you're close. So the other thing I want to point out is the Marriage and Family Conference down in Sturgis. All the details are right there. It's on the middle panel on the inside. We have a men's breakfast next Saturday. And so, men, I really want to encourage you to invite your friends, your enemies, your coworkers, your relatives, anybody and everybody. It's a great chance to bring them in. It's really low-key. It's more relational and food than it is anything else. But there'll be an opportunity for us to share something about our relationship with the Lord and be able to pray for people, which is what we all need. Amen? And I think that those are the big ones that I wanted to highlight. Just another reminder, Pregnancy Resource Center's needs, they're all right there on the back panel. And there are constantly more needs of that. Oh, and great. Thank you, Jeanette. Next Sunday, 27th at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a special meeting, which is going to be, it's an important meeting, and I just want to talk about the big picture here at Newhall, and I just want to touch on some of our core beliefs. We have a lot of new people here, and I just want to make sure we're all walking in unity, that we have a clear understanding of what we're hoping to do here, and we can stay in step with each other. Amen? Yes, Lois.
Can I have someone come share something?
Yep.
A few weeks ago in Sunday school,
or children's church. Oh, she's, come on up, Dad's here. I challenged the kids. The whole thing was on Wheaties and being a champion. And what makes us a champion in the Lord is to learn his word and have it become part of us. So I challenged the kids to learn a verse. There were like 9 different verses they could learn. And even if they brought me one that they memorized, they could get something special. And Emma has memorized one of the verses. She would like to, she's already shared with a bunch of you, but she would like to share that. Go ahead, you can hold it.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34:8.
All right. Good job, honey. All right. Thank you. Good job, honey. And I told her, we're singing that song today. So, okay.
Oh, my goodness. That was good. Thank you, Lois. And thank you, Emma. Especially for the little skip and example of joy in the house of the Lord. Amen. Can have the deacons come up and we'll take the offering. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you and praise you for every single person here today. We thank you for every member of our family here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. And Lord, as we give, we make a decision more than about the amount. We make a decision about our heart condition. And whatever we're putting in today, Father, we're doing because we love you. And so first and foremost, God, we want you to know that we love you. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for never leaving us, never forsaking us, never giving up on us. You never even get frustrated with us. And Lord, we just want you to know that we love you back. And it's out of that love and the fullness of our heart that we're going to put any of our resources into these baskets today. And so Lord, I ask that you would bless every single person that's giving. And Lord, would you please give all of us a sense of what your word says and what's in your heart, what you mean when you say that you love a cheerful giver. What is that experience like? Would you please show each one of us with a true experience of your love on a cheerful giver? I ask this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets pass you.
Morning, everyone. Did I turn it on? Yep. Will you please stand? Are we ready to come into the house of the Lord today and give him praise and honor and glory?
Amen.
As I was reading through the scripture, one verse that Pastor Mike had given to me from Nehemiah 6 that jumped out at me was, I think it's verse 9, I prayed, strengthen my hands. So, you know, the whole thing is there's all these people trying to distract Nehemiah and take him away. And take him away from building and making. And he just prays, strengthen my hands. And the only way we can derive that strength is through Father God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So remember that as we enter into praise and honor today. Thank you, Lord. Get my fingers in the right spot.
I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me.
God, you are so miraculous. You who turn the water into wine are in the business of changing the hearts and minds of those who trust in you. God, you are so great and powerful, and we just want to praise you this morning. God, we know that you are in move. You are moving in this place this morning, God, that you are great and mighty. And even when we don't feel you moving, God, we know that you're moving. We live on this great world that's called Earth that you created for us, God. And this very Earth rotates on its axis at 1,000 miles per hour, God. That's faster than the speed of sound, God, but we're moving. And this Earth rotates and orbits around the sun at 67,000 miles per hour. God, we're moving. You're moving. God, move us this morning, God, because we know that you are here, that you are in our midst, and that you move, God. We ask as we finish our worship, God, that you would move in power this morning.
I worship you.
Father God, there's nothing that compares to your presence. There's nothing like it in this whole world where we can literally experience your presence in us. As we worship you, as we declare who you are to us, not just to the church or to Christianity or to all churches worldwide, but Father, when we sing these songs, and we declare who you are to us. You magnify that inside us. Somehow you confirm it. You affirm it. You proclaim it in us as we declare it to you. And there's just nothing like it on this earth. Nothing I've ever experienced. And Lord, we praise you and we exalt you. We thank you that you're all that we sang about today and so much more. We are so limited by our thinking and our vocabulary, we can only scratch the surface of your magnificence, of who you really are, the living God, the all in all, the creator of everything, the supreme one. Lord, I don't have the right words. I'm scratching the surface. But we want you to know that we love you with all that we have, all that we are, all that we'll ever have in our whole lives. Lord, we love you. We love you completely. And today, Lord, as we get in your word, would you please continue to reveal yourself to us and strengthen us mentally, physically, emotionally and spiritually strengthen us to be able to lay hold of all that you have for us. And I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the only risen Savior. Amen. Go ahead and be seated, everyone. Thank you, worship team. Would it be okay if we close with that song today? All right. I'd like to close with that song and have an altar call a little bit later, because I think that all of us are going through something. No matter what it is, all of us are going through something. And so I just want to have a chance to be able to pray and declare who God is with that song at the end. And then me and Andy will just lay hands on people, anoint you with oil, and basically agree with you in faith for what you're believing God for already. Amen? So with that, the children are released along with the children's workers. Everybody else, if you could turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 6, please.